That was very awesome.
Never have we seen a winner cry, and your lovely wife actually shed a tear. So I imagine this is a welcome little bit of help for the family budget, right?
Oh, for sure. Definitely helps.
Yeah, that's so cool. And just tell us a little bit about your family and your kids.
I got four kids, ranging from 16 down to 5, and busy. They're always busy one way or another. Run around with everything. My 16-year-old is actually in Michigan for nationals for trap shooting, so he wasn't able to be there last night, but he's out there right now with his grandpa, and it's just a busy life.
And your youngest is how old again? She was there last night?
She's 5.
She's 5, yeah, and she was excited as heck, too. It was so darn cute.
Yes.
And my favorite story is, when you heard what day we were giving this away, the grand giveaway is the 10th of July, you had a potential conflict. Tell us about that.
Yes, my wife is actually, she's pregnant. She's actually a surrogate for a family, but she's pregnant, and her due date is today. So that was the first thing in her head. She's like, that is right by my due date.
My God.
So she was a little nervous about that.
And she was there last night just beaming with that beautiful baby bump. Clearly ready to go. Now, tell me about the surrogate mom thing. How do you go about that? Is people you know, or how does she do that?
Well, originally started through an agency, but then it was a lady that her mom works with. They were looking for a surrogate, and it all worked out, and my wife's always wanted to carry at least 3 kids, and she knew we were done, so she thought she'd help another family out that way.
That is pretty special. Wow. And I can't imagine just the whole emotions of all that, you know, is as emotional as pregnant mothers get, and then that beautiful baby, and then handed to someone that you're, you know, changing their life for. That's a pretty special deal. Pretty cool, for sure. And
yeah.
And the fun part of last night was there were 3 qualifiers at the end, and then there were groceries there, and you had to guess within whatever of not going over the price of the groceries. And so you went first, right?
Yep. I got put on the spot.
Yeah. And how did you pick your number? And by the way, your number was like $90, right?
Yep. $90.
So how did you decide what to do, price? I mean, all you could do is look at, right, box of cereal, some all Sagramis beef sticks, loaf of bread, I don't know, some juice, I don't know, a couple things of produce. How did you guess?
Just kind of looked at it, and you can't go in the grocery store for under $100, seems like, anymore. So it looked like it was 3 to 4 bags worth, and I'm like, it's got to be in the higher number. So I just threw out that 90, thinking with that meats and everything, I thought, it's got to be somewhere around there.
And the other 2 guys, the next guy went $40 something, and the guy after that went $40.01, so he was doing a little strategy. But it was $100 worth of groceries. I forget, $110. So Steve won, which was fun. And I was doing the same thing. I'm like, $40. Like, if my wife sends me to the grocery store for 3 things, I can't not get candy and a few things I want. So maybe 6 things are in my bag, 7. And it's never less than $40, maybe 50. It's insane right now. So is the $833 a month, $10,000 in groceries for a year going to make a difference in your family budget?
Very much, yes. Yes, it'll make a huge difference.
And I bet you're not too far from that with 4 kids and, a husband and a wife. And, my gosh, not far away. Well, we're super excited for you, Paul. It was great to see, Steve, you and your wife last night and the kids and taking it all in. So congratulations again, and most especially, thanks for listening to The Flag and WDAY Radio. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you guys very much.